Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Pure Hope with your host, Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. Hope is the name the angels gave Reverend Gorman. Help open planetary eyes. And that's what we hope to do on Pure Hope. Thank you for joining us.
Realize that your time. For you to use in at this time, information is being beamed down into you, into a body that is able to receive and remove any residue upon yourself and that is available. We're going to be tuning in today to Reverend Carrie Chapman from Wisconsin as she phones in shortly. And we are going to be talking a little bit about the star gathering that we will be having here on June 13th and 14th of 2020. This is going to be a phenomenal experience. We talked a little bit about this at our last podcast. And we're going to communicate with Reverend Carrie Chapman in just a short while about the exciting news of what happened right after she attended the Star Gathering. Also, we will perhaps have on the air a young woman named Amy who works here at the Hope Interfaith Center, who also went through a dynamic here at the Hope Interfaith Center after the Star Gathering. This year, on June 13th and 14th, we are also going to be welcoming the walk-ins to our dynamic gathering that we have here. And it will be an opportunity for all of you to engage in what is a walk-in, who is a walk-in, how do you know that you are a walk-in, and so on and so forth. You are evolving into super consciousness right now. The evolution of the highest aspect of your being is coming into reality. You do not need to worry about becoming this because you already are this being at this very moment. You just need to remember it. That's the greatest thing. You just need to remember who you are. And the veils around Earth are being lifted at this time of convergence of the truth of heaven meets earth and earth meets heaven. We're evolving at an extremely accelerated rate that each year of this new decade that we have just stepped into is like 10 years or more from the previous century. It just grows and grows and grows. So I want you just for a moment to just close your eyes, walk into your heart chakra, feel the intensity of your heart. Just feel this extreme acceleration that you are feeling now in your heart. You have accomplished so much, and the best is yet to come as we continue to go forward. You are beginning to feel a flooding of memory inside of you of things that you're capable of. We want you to know that the age of light is here. The worlds are coming forth at this time, and the transition is occurring as we speak. We're having a dimensional shift right now, and it is just taking the third dimensional world and facing it. So many people are worried about what's going on, hope, what's going on, and we want you to know that all will be well as we're learning to accelerate the frequency and vibration. I'm going to check in here and see if we have our guest speaker on tonight. Hello, my dear. Are you on?
Well, Carrie is.
Yay! Hello, Miss
Carrie. Hey, namaste, Janice.
Namaste, namaste, namaste. I want everyone to know that our assignment for tonight is a prayer come true. Reverend Carrie Chapman called in at the very last moment because we've had a little bit of either a miscommunication or something came up with our other guest speaker. So I wanted to call Reverend Carrie Chapman to come and talk to us a little bit about the Star Gathering that we're having here at the Hope Interfaith Center. And I'm going to ask you, Carrie, a lot of questions about walk-ins.
Oh, great.
Since a lot of people do not understand the walk-in journey,
Okay.
So how are you, Carrie?
I am doing wonderful. And you?
You know, I just got back from a lovely cruise and spending some time in the Miami area with my beloved husband. And I am just relaxed, excited, and moving forward in this acceleration that we're having here upon the planet. So.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to be able to go with your partner or husband and spend that time to R&R. It's much needed with the work that we do and you do.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting combinations of manifestation.
Okay, now hold on, Janice. You're going in and out. Hold on.
Okay.
I was only all of a sudden went like that. So. Let me just change lines and see if that helps, okay? Hold on.
Okay,
are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, I went off one and went on another. Let's see if that helps.
Okay,
I apologize.
That's okay. We're working with energy, you know, and all of our listeners.
Absolutely. So now what did you ask, dear one?
Well, I think it's kind of marvelous how quickly, easily, and flowing we manifested an opportunity to come and have you talk on our show. We just emailed back and forth.
I'm telling you, I almost cried a little because of our communication going back and forth. And when I got off, and I know you did, I just went into prayer and said, you know, if this is meant to be, you know, especially for the public, to know these experiences and what's taking place on the planet right now, please open that up. And Lord and behold, a few hours later, here we are. So thank you, Spirit.
Yes.
I love how they work, don't you?
Yes. I just assuming that the spiritual hierarchy is watching over us and wanting to have information about the Star Gathering and the walk-in convention that we're having here to come out to the people.
I am very excited again. Our third annual.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to have a visitation again, Miss Janice.
Well, let's ask who is listening, what happened after that gathering for you and our sweet Amy that was here and our sweet Janelle was here.
Yes. Mona was there too in a room getting a massage.
It
was very exciting. I mean, and we had it recorded and you've listened to it and quite a few people have listened to it. And even me, and when I mean me, I mean I've really had a lot of encounters. I've been consciously aboard the ships, and I totally, it was like, oh, my God. But during the reading, the Akashic Record reading, we were given Amy and Janelle together. All of a sudden, I was in your room, and all of a sudden, the entire building shook. Even the windows, it sounded like they were going to come out or break. And all of a sudden, I mean, we all jumped up and started running out the front door, and I said, it's a ship. I said, it is a ship. It's a ship. So we get outside. God, I'm getting God bumps right now. We got outside, all three of us huddled together, and right above the HIC, Hope Interfaith Center, there was a cloud, and there was no other clouds around. And then all of a sudden, when we realized it was a ship and it was acknowledged, it was gone. And within seconds, to the left came this black helicopter with no numbers, no letters, no nothing. And the only time that those black helicopters come around is when there's ships or contact made. So, you know, bless. And Amy, you can correct me on this one, honey, but I don't know if it was Amy or Janelle, but one of them started hyperventilating. And thank God in a way they did, because it got me back into present time. And yeah. Amy, are you there?
Okay. Yeah, she's sitting in her room and she's
okay.
Saying,
ask her if it was Janelle or her that started to hyperventilate.
It was Janelle. It was Janelle.
Okay. And she started, and I started working with Janelle and her breath. I said, now, come on, we got to get to our breath, because literally a body can go in shock from the frequencies. Now, What's interesting with this, and I've been thinking about it more and more, is that, you know, normally ships are silent. This ship was silent, but because of the energy vibration, the frequencies, that's how close it was, the building shook. Now, isn't that interesting?
Yes. Yeah.
But yet we heard no sound from the ship. So it took us, and we were in the middle of a reading, and it took us a good 20 to 30 minutes before we could go back and continue. But then what was really interesting was the experience that you had, because we immediately called you, and you said that you had seen the ship, the helicopter too, and the ship, correct, or just one?
Yeah. Absolutely, I saw them both. I was on the back of the bike with my beloved husband on a motorcycle ride, and we looked up in the sky and we saw the ship.
Oh my God!
And then after the ship, we saw the back helicopter. No lettering, no numbers. No, nothing,
yep.
Just completely and utterly black. And that's when I knew that I was getting a phone call, because I had it on silent and vibrate. So exactly at the same time you three were seeing it and experiencing it, I was also seeing it on the back of the bike with my husband driving around in Upper North Mankato.
Wow, yes. And then we both shared with each other that we absolutely knew that it was the Enterprise, the Starship Enterprise, which was anchored in Santa Monica Beach in L.A., California. It was the seventh one, November 24th, 2015. Now, at that, who used to live there, dear one?
My beloved Christina Rose, my teacher.
Hello.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
is the one that orchestrated this, and I don't even know if you know that, Janet. She's the one that orchestrated it. I'm just covered in God bumps. Yeah. You know?
Uh-huh.
So it's interesting, because the first thing I asked after I got home, well, wait, I got to tell you about the ride home.
Yeah.
You know, even though you know what you experience, at least I do, and others experience the same thing at the same time, you still doubt, at least I do. As a messenger or as a channel, you know, I will try to justify everything before I come out and say this is what it is spiritually or galactically. So on my way home, I'm going, you know, I wonder if, you know, if this really happened. And then a few minutes later, 20, 30 minutes later, Archangel Michael said, well, why don't you pull into the next rest stop? And you know, I said, I really don't need to go to the restroom. And he said, but you had a cup of coffee. And it's like, all right, you're right. So I pulled in to the rest stop, and guess what the name of the rest stop was?
Tell
the Enterprise rest stop.
Yes.
And I got a picture of it. And I literally broke down and cried because I knew, thank you for that confirmation. Thank you. And then on the way home, they know I love rainbows. So for another confirmation, they give me 2 double rainbows, at which I went under. And I've never went under a rainbow in my life. So it was just amazing going home, too. So when I got home, do you want me to go ahead and talk and share this?
I know. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So when I got home, you know, I had a lot of questions. Well, why didn't you share this with the entire group and not just, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people? And Spirit said, well, do you see how you and Amy and Janelle reacted with the frequencies? And I said, yes. And they said, if we would have done that with the group, it would have put many of them in shock. But the more that you attend these star gatherings, each time we continually raise your vibration, which raises your consciousness, which also changes the effect or how you affect to these frequencies with your DNA. And that resonated as a truth. It did. So I was told that from Archangel Metatron and Archangel Michael and Master Jesus, that's who I was channeling at the time, this will continue to happen with this star gathering. So how exciting to be able to get the confirmation of your gathering, Janice, of our gathering.
Yeah.
The importance, I mean, you know, the starships just don't show up. Okay, and then let us be aware. That is the importance of these gatherings. Everyone that is listening, and y'all probably don't even know I'm on tonight, but that's okay. We can send it out. You know, please, please listen to your hearts. Listen to your soul. Listen to spirit. If you really, really want to jumpstart your frequencies, your knowingness, your gifts and abilities, and truly be with others of like mind and soul, show up. Show up to this gathering.
We are invited walk-ins this year at the Star Gathering, and I know that you are an expert in walk-ins. And the reason why we're inviting walk-ins or welcoming walk-ins is that during the Star Gathering, we had 5 individuals go through a walk-in experience.
Yes.
During the conference and even right before the conference. Many, many people, even Janelle has said, many people have called her, talked to her, and Amy, and they are asking, what is a walk-in? So can you tell our audience what that is?
Okay. And I think there were 6. I could be wrong, Janice, but I think there were 6. But anyway, during the gathering and after the gathering, so... Again, and I'll get to what a walk-in is, it's creating that safe, sacred space for people to be who they are.
Uh-huh.
Okay. A walk-in, and, you know, we're going to make this real easy, okay?
Yeah.
You know I like things easy, okay? Terminology and all. Basically, if you want to get right down to the nitty-gritty, we're all walk-ins. Okay,
yeah.
A soul or a spirit enters the body either at conception or just prior to birth. So we all walked in, crawled in into a physical body. Now, the term that we are talking about occurs when a soul born that was born in the body. So when I say born in, that means the soul that was born into the body has a contract with the walk in, and it is 100% agreeable. That's the only way that it can take place. Whether the walk in remembers it or not, that contract was made. That's the only way that it can take place, is with agreement. Now, somewhere down the line, when the walk in remembers, they will probably also remember that contract. So there is a contract between the walk in and the born in. That at a certain time, and it is in the Akashic Records, the date that it can take place, there will be an exchange. And that contract can be, you know, at a specific age, or if there is a probable suicide coming up, a walk-in can take place. If the soul is just done with this lifespan and want to move on, a walk-in can take place. So there's many ways that a walk-in can come in. Now, I've been seeing more walk-ins in the last year coming in conscious. I was one of the first ones. I was told by Ruth Montgomery and Liz that I was one of the first conscious walk-ins to come into the planet. And that was very difficult because I couldn't share with anyone. Anyway, so it is always with an aspect of our soul, our higher self or oversoul. I've only seen one time when there was a complete new soul come in. That means a complete new soul, not just part of the oversoul, but a whole new soul, which is 144 aspects, contract with that body. So that's only been once. It's always a part of the same soul, just usually a higher vibration. And now it's coming in, they're coming in consciously. So usually the born in will know. And of course the walk in knows. And then there is a process that you can go through that allows it to happen gracefully. There's no reason why it has to be, you know, remember 20, 25 years ago when we had the walk-in conferences, you know, it could be pretty traumatic on people. But now it isn't, because of the frequencies of changed, the energies have changed, our souls have changed. So it's quite interesting. There are thousands taking place right now, Janice, thousands. Because it's just become so difficult for a lot of people right now on the planet to continue their lifespan, because it's not easy right now. But what we'll do is when one comes to us, and literally we've got them coming to us saying, I want to walk in. Well, I can't promise you that until I get into the Akashic Records and see what's going on. What we will always, almost 100% do is before the walk-in takes place, we will ask them, well, let's overlight you with some aspects of your soul, and let's see if we can work through this. And then we'll help them through counseling, et cetera. And then if, you know, it is in the records, then we will allow it. There have been times, though, when it was not, you know, suggested. Maybe the person wasn't emotionally ready, or it just was not in the soul agreement. Now, it's our understanding that a lot of the new walk-ins taking place now, probably within the last, 8 to 10 years, and this is interesting, have been coming in with a 2-year open contract. And when I asked about this, it was like, what do you mean a 2-year open contract? Well, the new walk-in has 2 years to decide if they want to stay or bring in another walk-in.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. Yes, isn't it? And that's just been recently. And then a lot of the SID, the sudden infant death, have been potential walk-ins, but it did not take place.
Oh,
with the babies. But now the walk-ins have got a 2-year open contract. Boy, I wish I would have known that, huh?
Yeah.
But it's just so interesting how, you know, our souls and spirit are literally wanting to do anything to help us, to keep us here on, you know, purpose, and to help this planet go through this great awakening and everything that has taken place on the planet right now, the quantum, you know, expansion of 2020 and, you know, the next 10 years. So did we answer, or did we give too much verbiage, or do you have any questions?
No, I think that's important to know the value of and what exactly is happening to the human being when they kind of feel out of sorts when they have a walk-in. And just like you said, it's a lot easier right now. Why do you think, you know, you talked about how we once spoke along and we met at the international conferences, and one of my main points that I would like to make is that when people come to the Star Gathering this year on June 13th and 14th, I would like to begin to investigate and perhaps kick off national events. I think it's important for walk-ins to gather or star beings to gather, especially at this time when there is a lot of chaos and the underbelly of the world coming up and being seen at this time. Why do you think there is such an importance of gathering with like-minded beings right now?
Well, it was my saving grace, and I'll bet you you'll agree. When I knew I was a walk-in, I got it confirmed when I was at the very first international walk-in gathering, We International, Walk-ins for Evolution, and it literally... I was home. There were other people like me. There are many other people like me. We could share, well, what did you do to help, you know, with this process? What did you do and how did you do it? And it not only will it help walk-ins, but all star beings, because we're of that same vibration, that same frequency. It's a very, very high vibration. The star, you know, the star beings are galactic beings and walk-ins. It's that same vibration. And when you come together with others of like mind and soul, there's nothing else like it. You know, you're home. I mean, we were doing what, 3 or 4 a year. And literally, Janice, I couldn't wait. I don't care what I had to do to get there. I was going to be there. Because that was the one place that I felt me, and it was okay to be me and to share these experiences. And what was interesting is time. I would come home from a walk-in gathering. This is the truth. I would go to switch on lights. I would blow every single one because of my frequency was so high. Mm-hmm. And right now, in these times of our frequencies and vibration increasing at quantum rates, it's needed, Janice. Absolutely. I would support, be a part of it any way that we can. Yes, because more and more and more are happening.
Yes, yes. And I appreciate the fact that you're willing to come. You know, every year we kind of switch speakers, and you were speaking in the first 2 sessions, the first one that we had, the second one that we had. And now what we're doing is bringing on new speakers. And one of those speakers is Yvonne Perry, who, I don't know, do you know Yvonne at all? Or?
Oh, yeah. We've talked several times. I think I'm in one of her books also. Yeah, she did interviews with, forgive me, I forgot her name, Rinoli.
Yes, Rinoli, yes, because she took over the Walk-In International and will be here this year and speaking about walk-ins. And then we're also going to have a segment called Interview with a Walk-In, And I'm up for that. They're interviewing me as a walk-in and my experience of how that took place.
Well, good. And I think it's about time.
and everything that you said about Walk-In International was the same exact feeling that I had, is that I felt nurtured. I felt loved. I felt normal. I didn't feel crazy. I knew that I was a multidimensional being here upon this planet, coming forth to help humanity, and you just feel this blanket of love that's there for people to understand finally who they are and why they are here upon the planet at this time.
Yes, so I definitely feel that it is needed. And of course, I wouldn't miss these gatherings. I don't care if I'm speaking or not. I don't care if it's on walk-ins or not. I'm here to support HI here. I'm here to support Planet. I'm here to support you and your entire network. Of course, I would come, Janice.
Oh, that's lovely. That's lovely. Let's talk just a little bit about lots of the questions, Carrie, I have been getting is about this coronavirus and everybody in fear and even like the stock market's going down or the political system that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know
mm-hmm.
if you're getting any messages from Michael the Archangel or Jesus Christ at this time, Master Jesus. But what can we say, or how can you help people who are going through this period of time where everything seems to be shaking right
okay.
now?
Okay. Well, it's multifaceted, and this is what I'm getting. So I hope everyone please discern what we say and filter what we say through your own heart knowing. If it feels as a truth, great, take it, run with it. If not, simply release it and let it go or store it for future reference. One, it is our government trying to absolutely put the entire planet and the U.S. in fear. And unfortunately, that is kind of working. So our biggest message, Master Jesus and Archangel Michael, to say with this is please don't feed the fear. Do not feed the fear, because greed feeds fear. And fear is, what word do you want to use? The energies that are not to our highest good, it feeds them. That is their food. Okay. Now, yes. Now, there is also a major detox and clearing going on the planet. Now, if you will remember, in January 23rd, 2020, Archangel Michael and the Great White Brotherhood of the I Am Present, which includes all of them, put out a message with us. And they said this was going to be taking place. There was going to be many mass exits taking place.
Yes. Yes.
Now, so this is part of it also. Now, I've got something I'm about to say, and I know I'm going to ruffle some feathers, but I'm a messenger. I'm here to deliver the message. We also received that it was absolutely part of their government that released it.
Yeah.
And that was in conjunction with the U.S.
Hmm. Yeah.
And it's all to put the populace in fear. And also to take care of control of the masses to eliminate part of the population.
Hmm.
Now, I know
mm-hmm.
that it is, you know, out there, and I just, you know, ask that people discern it. So let me ask you, dear one, I'm sure you've been getting messages on this. What has your soul or Archangel Michael or Jesus or any of them, what have they told you?
Well, thank you for asking. I believe that our task at hand at this point is to choose love and to choose light. And as we awaken, it's interesting they say everything changes on this earth when we, the light workers, we, the walk-ins, we, the star beings, start to emit our true frequency rather than absorb the frequencies
yes.
that are around us. So that's why I see and am encouraged with great delight to host this upcoming event, because it teaches everyone that we change this universe upon universes when we start to emit intentionally, consciously, and deliberately, to emit our frequency of cosmic source energy versus absorbing the frequency of this world around us. Because
yes.
then what we're doing from these higher octaves is that we are starting to imprint upon the universe a new blueprint that is going to exist fruition on this planet at this time.
Yes,
so
a new energy signature.
Yes,
absolutely. And you know, another thing it proves, Janice, is we have and we will continue and we will hold those energies of love and peace. If it wasn't working, they wouldn't be doing this other stuff to put us in fear.
Yeah.
It is working, yeah. Janice. It is
yeah.
working.
Yeah.
And the key
yeah.
word, key word for everything is love. It is the way it always will be, always has been. Love.
Yeah. 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 And so
when
we come together,
oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. Right now I'm asking people to develop along the lines of what I call the whole beingness, their God self, their male and their female energies that are in balance. The right and left sides of the brain are coming into balance.
Yes.
And so we're fully now available to do this transmitting of energy and this new blueprint upon the planet at this time. And I'm encouraged
yes.
when some of our candidates are talking about universal health care. I tell people to always recognize when you hear somebody talking about universal health care or universal energy or system, then you know it's working. You know we're bringing in a new blueprint.
Absolutely. I mean, we are seeing the results of these gatherings, not
yeah.
only yours, but others. But this is why it is so important for people to come to the star gathering. You know, you can be with others of like-minded soul, raise your frequency of vibration, and join in that love and sending out that energy to the entire planet. This is what I'm hoping that you do, maybe, or you incorporate when you do your opening ceremony, your opening prayers, is let's do a group prayer and send it out to the world of nothing but pure love. Every light bulb on the planet will emanate love and the Christ consciousness, and we can just
yeah.
direct it, and it will be powerful, powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And to be a
yeah.
part of that, oh, my gosh, to be a conscious part of it, there's nothing better, I don't think.
Yeah, I would agree. So how do you think the best thing for people to take care of themselves physically, what they need to do to take care of themselves physically during this time of bringing a lot of energy forth and imprinting it upon the planet? How are they sleeping more? Are they restless in their sleep? Do they need to drink more water? Is there a certain diet that you would tell them to be in or on at this time?
Well, it's interesting that you ask this, because I have been sharing this with a few people, and I've been a little bit leery coming forward, so I'm going to share it with you. My
mm-hmm.
physical body intelligence is forcing me to make changes. Now, everybody knows I'm a strong spirit. I'm a free spirit. I like my Coca-Cola. I like my coffee, you know, and over the last 2 to 3 weeks, my body has been rejecting certain fluids and certain foods. I kid you not. I will drink one cup of coffee, and if I drink a sip more, I feel like I'm going to get sick, et cetera, et cetera. So the best thing to do is really pay attention to your physical body intelligence. During your meditation, talk to your physical body. Communicate with your soul. Now, what we are experiencing with a lot of clients is the whole gamut. People are sleepy. They're not sleepy. Definitely changes in their food habits. Definitely changes in their fear-based actions that are coming to them, but they have that choice and cognition of, no, I'm not going to feed that fear. So if it comes towards you, just say, no, I am not acknowledging that fear anymore, and I'm going to replace that with love and light and peace. Be with others of like mind and soul, because you're not alone. You are not alone. As your body emanates more love and light, and it raises its frequencies and vibrations, your physical, emotional, spiritual is all going to shift. So, you know, try to enter that with grace. Pray for grace during these changes, because it is happening. We can no longer deny it. When our physical bodies start making the changes for us, then that's a heads up. So, you know, definitely if you can get sleep. I know it's been difficult for me personally to sleep. You know, eat the foods that your body needs. Ask your body. I eat a lot of buffalo right now, and that's been helping me the most. I've stopped all my salt. I'm down to one cup of coffee. I know it sounds crazy, me, and one Coke a day. I'm eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, but that's what my physical body needs. And everybody's physical body is going to need, you know, what they need. So ask your body intelligence. That's why they say we have a physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, and etheric body. You can talk to it. A lot of people are, believe it or not, that I've been talking to, are losing weight without even trying. I've lost 12 pounds in the last 2 months, and I haven't even tried. All of this is going to be happening. And, of course, our emotional bodies are going to play a role in this, because sometimes it can be confusing. So that's, again, why it's important to talk to your soul or be with others of like mind and soul during this transition, and to realize that, you know, this is just a part of the awakening. It is a part of us, you know, merging into that galactic human, the Homo universalis. We are moving from the Homo sapien into the galactic human, which is the Homo universalis. So if you can also connect your DNA, that would help, because spirit can't download the frequencies that you have the opportunity to receive unless you're wired correctly. They can't take a 220 and plug it into a 110. And that happens naturally if we ask for it during these gatherings. That's a perfect opportunity. And definitely, even though it's winter, especially in you know, Mankato and Wisconsin, we need to do some form of activity. That is a must. Because that gets everything running in the meridians and our chakras, and either out our feet or whatever, but we need to be active as much as we can.
How does the dragon world play a part in this transformation of our planet at this time?
I'm not sure what you're asking. Can you clarify?
A lot of people are talking about the dragons and the ancient legends that are filled with tales that invoke these extraordinary creatures. And part of the legend is that the dragons are here to help protect mankind at this time. And so do you know anything about that world?
I haven't channeled in much about that, but we agree. We also, absolutely, it is protection. Absolutely, it has to do with Kundalini also, which is at the base of the coccyx. It has to do with Kundalini. And make sure, though, when people are dealing with this energy, that they discern it and it's of the Christ consciousness, because there will be other energies to throw out duplicates.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But yes, it is absolutely, and it's a very, very, very ancient. Merlin speaks of it, and I just love him.
Yes. Yeah. They were talking about that too, that Merlin's energy is very much here.
Oh, gosh, absolutely. It has been for several years. And you know, his main message is, and many of us trained with Merlin. I did, you did. And, you know, he had dragon in the cave, not along, you know, not only the crystals and all that, but his main message to the planet and everyone listening is remember the magic. Remember the magic. And we're not necessarily talking about turning, you know, a rock into gold. We're talking about the everyday magic of watching a flower bloom, planting a seed and eating it. See your friends smile. Remember the magic. It's all around you.
Important, because sometimes we can get lost in the jargon of spirituality. We can get lost in the jargon of metaphysics. And some people, their egos blow up because they're always, and they're talking like in a foreign language to people. They're talking in a jargon that people don't really know, really, the importance of coming together in love. They think that love is a simplified word that holds no power. And
I
love the fact, Terry, that you talk about love and the importance of that vibration and how you show up in light. Janelle talk about that. It's how you show up at events, how you show up in life to be compassionate and kind and friendly.
Thank you. To me, that's my purpose. My first purpose is to show up and to be the example of human potential, which is love. Love, light, and peace. Love. I mean, honest to God, love is the word. Love is now. Love is in everything. Love is our future. It is the only thing that is, that we can count on, is love. And when we come together with these star gatherings, it is one big group of love, one humongous heartbeat. And there's not anything we can't accomplish in that vibration of love when we come together as a group of like mind and soul. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I would agree.
And you're the same, Hope. You know, I love you so much because of your love. And Amy and Janelle and Jessica, everyone that is in your network emanate love, or you probably wouldn't have them there, because it's who you are. And who Master Jesus and Michael and all of them, you know, said to be. Janice, be who you are. Well, who am I? I'm love. Gosh, it just gets so deep to me, you know, in my heart.
I'm going to tell everybody who we're going to have speaking this time. We do have, for the third time, Caroline Oceana Ryan. And everyone who has celebrated and experienced Caroline, she is also a lover. she is such a frequency of such real, authentic, heartwarming energy that channeled a message from her counsel, the counselor. And she gave such an exquisite talk last year. Do you remember her talk last year, Carrie?
Absolutely. I remember every one she's done. She is an amazing being and a profound channeler. And she's in that heart space of love.
Yeah, very much so, very much so. So she will be coming this time to our walk-in star being gathering. We also have coming back Garrett Duncan, who is here for our first gathering. And you know Garrett personally, don't you, Reverend Carrie?
Well, yes, I've known him. I unfortunately haven't had much time to hang out with him because when we were doing the star gatherings, we were both working. But absolutely love his energy. I love it when he speaks and sings in the star language. Even though I may not understand what he is saying, my heart does. And I love that when he does that.
He will invite everybody into a language of light that he constantly says, do not hold back, do not hold back, do not hold back, because that star language or light language comes forth to change the matrix and the dynamics again. That's the energetic blueprint that we're bringing into the world versus absorbing the frequency of the world, imprinting the new frequency and the new blueprint upon the world to bring it forth. And that's what Sarah helps.
That's going to be great.
Yeah, yeah. And you also know Shirley B. She was one of your students for a very long time. Can you say anything or speak anything about Shirley B. and her abilities that she can afford?
Well, she's a great medium with the stars, and she brings in specific equations that can help shift people's DNA, their memory, their frequencies. And she channels the Akashic Records also. And when she, you know, is in that heart energy, she is a great channel. She is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. It'll be great.
Yeah. And then we
because
have
every
Regina.
One of these speakers, every one of these speakers, you know, have went into meditation and asked spirit and their souls, what do you want me to bring to the table for the June 13th and 14th star gathering? So everything they're bringing is being energetically supported. So it's going to be great.
Yes. Have you heard of the chinos that are coming this year?
You know, I haven't, but when I seen they were coming, I did some research and I cannot wait. I love sound healing. You know, from what I've gotten from my soul and from spirit, you know, the energies that we're in now and going into, and this is why we're so happy that Garrett's doing it also. Sound healing is the future energy of all healing. Edgar Cayce, Nostradamus, Madame Blavatsky, they've all said it, that sound healing, ray healing, which is the colors, and sacred geometry, you know, symbols, is where all healing and future communication, light language, is going to be, and we're already in it. So when I seen that they were doing this, it was like, yes, I cannot wait. I haven't met them. Have you?
I have not, but I've had two people from the Hope Interfaith Center go see Garrett Duncan out in Oregon, I believe, and they are the ones who talked to me about the chinos and said, oh, please, 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 would you think about praying and considering the chinos coming to the event because they do a galactic bath of sound vibration.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah. And so, obviously, I got the same thing that you normally get is these god bumps and goddess all over my body. And I thought, oh, my God, yes, let's ask them if they can attend and will attend.
And you know what we might suggest? I'm just throwing this out there for maybe everyone to bring a yoga mat or something, because when they're on, I'm going to be on the floor. I'm not going to be in a chair.
Yeah. We're going to kind of move the chairs back a little bit and have people kind of relax to get that back. And then, of course, Yvonne Perry will be here, who is an expert and a teacher on walk-ins, and she will be sharing her information on walk-ins. So
I listened to her last program with you, and that was wonderful.
Yes. So we are wanting to invite everyone to this gathering that we are having here, and you've got plenty of time to mark your calendars, to set up appointments in your own mind, in your own heart. I love it when Carrie or even Garrett says, put your hand over your heart and ask your heart, is this a place, is this an event that I am supposed to attend for the betterment of my life and for the betterment of all?
And if you get a yes, then you're going to be energetically supported, and everything to get you there and to be there is going to be supported. It will be. That's how the universe works.
Yes, let's talk about that, because many people will say, well, first, I don't know how they can say it's too expensive, because we have a two-day world event with these worldwide international teachers and speakers, and the cost is only $222 for 2 days. And I love that. You always say that if you hear a yes, that the universe will support you. Can you explain that a little bit more to everyone?
Okay, well, there's universal and spiritual laws out there, and it's called the universal law of participation. And once you go into meditation and you ask your soul and spirit, and it's just very easy, am I being energetically supported to attend the June 13th and 14th, 2020 Star Gathering? And that's all you need to see, I mean say, and then wait for a yes or no. And then when you get the yes, what I do is I take it a step further, because I like taking everything in the ethers, my thoughts and manifestations, I like bringing them into the third dimension through the power of the written word. So I'll take a pencil and I will write down everything that I need to show up. And at the end of it, I will put, I now accept this or something better through the grace of God and to the highest good of all concerned. You never mention money. Well, I need gas to get from here to there and back. I need to eat while I'm there. I might need to stay in a motel. So you mention the item, because spirit does not know money. And when you mention money, you limit it. I mean, wonder if somebody had a gift for you. Wonder if somebody wanted to gift you this weekend. But you said, oh, no, I need $222 to show up. You just limited it to money.
Yeah.
So don't use the word money.
That's a great exercise of writing that down, of how do you need the universe to support you in this endeavor of coming forth and answering this soul call to come forth and help humanity at this time.
It works. It has put me all over the world, and it's putting me there June 13th and 14th.
I have a question.
I mean, it really works.
I have a question coming in from Debbie. I'm going to put her on the air right now. Hello, Debbie.
Oh, thank you.
Hi. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Namaste, Debbie.
Hi. I was listening, and I've had a kind of a tough time lately, and I didn't know if it's the energies, but it just seems like I'm surrounded by a lot of angry people, and I'm not like an angry person, and I just feel burnt down, you know.
Okay.
And it's not my personality to be this way, but it feels like there's not a pressure hatch right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a lot of anger coming to the surface to be released, to be replaced with love. Now, what we would suggest that you do is we've got some amazing prayers on our website with Archangel Michael and Master Jesus, a clearing prayer. And they're short. I mean, they take 2 to 3 minutes. And please, Debbie, work with these prayers. They work. They're simple, and they originate from the Christ consciousness energy. And also, what we feel might be taking place is a lot of these people coming around you with anger are truly seeking your help because
of
your love.
Some of them are so mean. They're so mean.
I know, hon. They can be. Do you know right now, literally, we are doing more exorcisms and clearings in the last 3 to 4 months than I've done in 5 years, literally. When we are in this transition stage of going from the human to the galactic human, when we're in kind of a vulnerable stage, like you might feel you're in right now, a little bit vulnerable, that is a perfect time for the dark energies to try to invade your space. And I guarantee you they're going to try because they're losing. Literally, they are on a last-ditch effort. And they are throwing everything at the people that hold the most love and the most light and those that are in transition right now. It's just something that has taken place, but they're not winning, Debbie. They're not. If you need my help, you call me, okay? And I will gift you a session. And it's the exact same ones I use on my websites and my book. I'll gift that to you.
Wow.
To give you the experience, to let you know how they work. And absolutely, you should be working with this. Your soul is saying Archangel Michael and Master Jesus is all around you. This is not a coincidence that you just called in. For you could talk to us and get the prayers to work with him.
Okay.
And be in that love vibration. Because the one thing the dark energies hate is love. They cannot be in the energy of love. So, you know.
How do you, like, for instance, like, it's coming from all areas, my family, my work, but even my neighbor, if I'm very allergic to smoke, and, like, if he sees me, he'll run out and just start, like, blowing smoke my way. How can you love somebody like that when they're, you know what I mean? I mean, he says
I understand. Just send them love, okay? Just send them love.
Okay.
And also put 3 bubbles of air around your home. And on our website, we've got a symbol and a mantra that Archangel Metatron teaches us to give it to everyone. Nothing can stay in the vicinity, Archangel Michael says, with this symbol and mantra. Kadosh, 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 Adonai, Sabaoth, which is Hebrew and breaks down to holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. So all you need, Debbie, is a few tools and to really try to stay in that love. I know it's hard. I've got a neighbor like that also. I'm not going to lie. I do. So we'll give you some tools and just really, you know, when he does that, just send him love, turn around and walk away. Let's put some bubbles around your home and you're good to go. If you're willing to try it, you will see a shift.
Okay. I did. I just didn't want to be here anymore. I mean, it just feels like so many of them.
What do you mean, be
like,
here? Where you are or on the planet? What do you mean?
On the planet. It just felt like always constantly going up. Like everything's hard and everything's a battle. And that's, I started even talking to a life coach therapist, but it just seems like that's even pulling up my past, which I really, it's making me raw, you know?
Debbie, please call us, okay? I will be able to help you through this.
Okay,
please call us, okay? Right now, we just ask for divine intervention from whoever is Debbie's Master Guides, Teachers, and Angels, and if she resonates with Master Jesus and Archangel Metatron and Archangel Michael, we ask her highest aspect of her soul to overlight her now with all of these Master's energies. Overlight her now. Give her that overlighting. Help her. Give her that strength. Give her that courage to make it through what she is going through now. We also ask that you please help her to release the anger. Please help her find that love. Give her that love that she so needs and desires and wants. We see this as her done, and we give our many, many, many thanks. We thank you. We thank you. Amen. Amen. Now we're going to seal you in the Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth, Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Namaste. Are you feeling any better, Debbie?
I am, thank you.
You're welcome, honey. And please, you know, either get my number from Hope or I can give it to you now, but give us a call. We'll help you through this, okay?
Okay. Okay. And what is your website?
It's www.namaste-wi.com. So it's namaste-wisconsin.com.
Okay. I'm plugging in.
And
if
you're on Facebook, connect with me on Facebook. I can give you my number, my email, but we would definitely like to assist you through this beautiful, and it doesn't seem like it now, but it will, I promise you, transition that you're going through. Sometimes, you know, all the iggy-biggy has to come to the surface and confront that from many others to truly find that love of who you are. You'll get through this. I promise you, Debbie. I promise you. You'll get through
okay.
this if you want to. But you're going to have to choose that. One way or
okay.
another, in one form or another, we'll get you through it.
Okay.
How does
We're
that sound?
We're on Facebook. Good.
Okay, good.
I'm willing.
Where are you calling in from, Debbie?
Louisiana.
Louisiana. How wonderful that you tuned in. There's no coincidence why you called in. And we got your number down. Amy, my assistant, has your number down. So we will make sure that we connect you up with anything. We have to offer you for free, and we will also connect you with Carrie, Reverend Carrie Chapman as well, to help you, because our mission here at the Hope Interfaith Center and Carrie's mission is to just serve and to give love.
That's
thank
right.
you.
We are here to serve.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in,
Debbie, because it took a lot of strength and courage to do that. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to keep listening.
Okay,
good.
Wonderful.
Good. Okay,
hey, and guess what, Debbie?
Huh? What?
We love you.
Thank you.
Thank you, my dear.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Bye.
Oh,
thank
my gosh.
That,
I just love. Oh, you're welcome. Well, Janice, you would have done the same thing. In fact, maybe I overstepped and took lead. I'm sorry if I did.
Mhm. Well, there is a lot of what I call the underbelly of the world coming up to be seen.
Yes, it is. Like we've never seen it.
And so Debbie is just a representation of a lot of people feeling the way that she feels right now, as they kind of want to give up at this time. Do you have any thing to perhaps a book that's good for them to read at this time to help them?
Well, when you reach that stage, you need to definitely seek help during meditation with your soul and your master guides, teachers, and angels. If you don't have that connection, then seek somebody that your soul approves you to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, have that person help. But definitely meditation and being in that vibration of love and learning the tools to keep yourself protected, to bring you out of the depression, to release the anger and replace it with love, et cetera, will help tremendously. We are dealing with more, and you know, up until the last 3 to 5 months, I might have done 3 full-blown exorcisms. We are doing more of those right now in clearings than anything, Janice, anything. And again, it's because we're winning. And the dark energies are on that last ditch effort. And the thing that they hate more than anything is love.
Yep, that is true. And I think that many people believe that using like the love vibration in relationship to other living beings are too simplistic, and too easy of words, but sometimes those words can be difficult to grasp how to emanate that love from your heart. And it transmits things. Again, if Debbie is still listening, I see that she's still on, and or anyone who's listening, if you open up your chakra, your heart chakra, and again, try not to absorb that frequency, but emit the new frequency upon the planet, which again is the blueprint of the Christ consciousness. It's the blueprint of Krishna. It's the blueprint of the divine feminine of love. And love does transform the world. It is the new blueprint upon the planet.
Absolutely. The new energy signature of who we are, that divine blueprint we call energy signature, is love.
Yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
Now, I did want to share with you, we are bringing in a divine equation for not only the coronavirus, but also the flu. The flu has got epidemic also going around the planet right now. So we're going to be bringing in a short but efficient divine equation for that. And I will immediately share it with everyone on Facebook, my email, and, of course, with you, Janice.
That's really good. That's really good, Jeff, to know. Really good. So, we are coming to a closure of this special session that I am having with you tonight. I just really want to thank you once again, Carrie, because at the last minute we had to call you up because there was a missed dialogue or miscommunication of a person that was going to be on the air. But I believe everything's in divine order, so I told Amy, call Reverend Carrie Chapman up, have her get on the air with that.
I just love how this day has played out. I mean, this is truly the universe being, with us in communication and connection with that divine order. I mean, my gosh, Janice, this was beautiful. I thank you so very much for calling me. As always, I just love being on your show. I love you. I love what you represent, and I love what you bring forward to the people. And I just hope everyone that is listening to this goes into their heart knowing and ask if you're being energetically to show up June 13th and 14th at HIC for the stargathering. You will not be disappointed. This we promise you.
Thank you. Yes, what that's the best information we can possibly put out there, is that you have a family at the Hope and Affair Center always willing and ready to help you. And so we want to welcome everyone to learn about your star roots and your amazing abilities here upon the planet. We're going to have and so on to come and discover the cosmic journey of your own soul. This two-day worldwide event that we're having here at the Hope Interfaith Center is only $222 for 6 dynamic speakers. You can get more details online to sign up. And all you have to do is visit the hopeinterfaithcenter.com/stargazing. hopeinterfaithcenter.com/stargathering, or you can call us at 507-351-1374 if you have any questions at the center for us. So
remember the universal law of participation. Spirit,
yes,
always gives gifts when you show up. When you're being energetically and you show up, that's the law of participation. And they will bring gifts forward. Many veils will be removed. You will remember.
Yes. I love that, Karen, because you always said, if you come, veils will be lifted and gifts, internal gifts, will be understood and come forth and discovered to bring forth that.
Yes. So we'll see everyone there.
That's right. So thank you for joining us, everyone. I want you to know that we will be on the air once again with Susan Grandin. And she's going to be joining us next month on March 31st at 7 p.m. The show will be titled Unification of Human Consciousness. Suzanne is also a visionary whose sole purpose is to birth the new reality here upon the planet and has an unlimited consciousness. She is a teacher, a speaker, a consultant, and leader. Suzanne humbly harnesses opportunities to seed and to nurture new ideas at this time to bring forth that information upon the planet. She's had 13 soul embodiments and other gradients. She carries codes for activation. So she is going to be on this show next month. And as always, I thank you again, Carrie, for being on the program. I thank Amy for being here tonight helping me. And if Janelle's listening to this, they're going to listen to this. I love you, Janelle. She's right now in Aruba having a great time with her husband. So thank you, everybody, for joining us. Until next time, namaste, 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 everyone. Good night.
Namaste, and I love you.
I love you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Pure Hope by Reverend Janice Hope Gorman. And until next time, remember that true greatness consists in being great in the little things. Be kind, be gentle, be loving, be true.